say they have their money, but it's getting hold of the water. All I can hold is sweet things. But it said soon the Holy Ghost would be poured out from on high. And the rains would begin to fall. The rolls were pounded up on the rock of big old. When in the 7 days?
No.
Over in the 8th day. We can hear the Lord Jesus standing in the last day of the feast, putting out his promise of the infilling of the Holy Ghost. Is that right?
Right.
That was on the 7th day. They crucified the Son of Man after the 7th day.
Right.
Crucified him in the evening time on the 7th day.
Right.
And then he went away. And they sealed him up in a tomb that no man had ever laid. They sealed him up in a tomb. And nobody could find Jesus. There was a space of time that he was sealed away. And everybody, after that 7 day, realized what was going on. Went back to the fishing. Tom moved back to the farm. Tom went back into the business. But there was a little lady called Mary that hung around. And the Bible said after the 7 day, that's over. There's only 1 day left. Notice here, the seventh seal is the resurrection says, was hemmed up in that seal there. The mystery of how to be born again.
Is the first. Thank you. Oh,
He says, cast your net on the right side of the boat.
Amen.
And
amen.
They said, we're in here next to the shore. Said, there ain't no fish here.
Even been written in the Bible.
that it was such a glorious thing that I have our eyes in heaven, that the revelation of the secret of life was so great that all of the angels touched. It was not to be written. But it was hid all through the Bible, but in between the lines. Underneath the seventh seal was your name. The king is coming after his queen, his bride, and there's only so many of them elected. And their name is on that marriage book, the Lamb of God. Now the seventh seal hid that. No one knew who's elected to go on after. The seventh seal holds the mystery. But now notice that when the angel rolls away from the stone, and the anointed Christ is up on the earth, he's up on the earth, and the seal is already broken. But nobody knows nothing about it. And then the elected Mary, hungry and seeking for him, finds what she thinks to be the door. And she never recognized the bridegroom at all. But when she heard his voice, now notice that when she heard his voice, her eyes come open. Then the seal was broken to her. Nobody else. In other words, it'll be a total secret. There'll be a fanatic message that a preacher goes somewhere and they'll say he went hunting. And some will come up missing. But now notice what a great thing this is. If you can hear his voice, then that's him calling your name. And your name might be Bill, or it might be Max. But when you hear the voice, but you're hearing it, but you just think it's another guy. You just think it's another preacher. But then you recognize that voice. The only way that you could recognize that voice is to be in the seat. I know how I can be born again. Revelation 10 and 7 never had no covenant at all.
Amen.
But that one had a covenant.
Amen.
Now who was that? None other than the Stephen angel. But there will come an hour in Trinidad when the eighth day will be fully consumed.
Right.
And you'll be in one revelation, one faith.
Right.
Because all of you that heard his voice,
right,
called your name personally, you, no matter what happens, there's nowhere else you can go. All of you have heard his voice. You know that he's on earth.
Thank you. I'm going to bring you in Trinidad. Can I read a little note?
Yeah.
Notice to all the make believers and the unbelievers and the preachers, there's a lot of loose infinity.
Amen. Let's just fall. Amen. Amen. Let's run on. Brother Cam will be leaving Tuesday. And we can say goodbye. And Brother Bo, I think, will be around a few days with me. So if I don't get to see none of you again before we leave, why? Though we're apart a few thousand miles, yet we're together up here. And if you hear the sound from heaven before we do up there,
call us.
Hear your call.
Well, let's say the Lord would put up a big tent, 2 by 50,000 in the United States. How many of y'all would like to come to it? Amen. I take the token to get you out of here.
May the Lord richly bless you. We certainly have enjoyed being here with you in Trinidad. We feel right at home because we are at home. You see, the thing that happened way back years and years ago, hundreds of years ago, we didn't have anything to do with it. And the seeds that were in Adam got mixed up, and they were scattered to all parts of the world. But now, by the revelation of the Word of God and the spoken Word, He's bringing us back into one family.
Amen.
Jesus said, "Who is my brother? Who is my mother?" Said he that doeth the will.
Amen.
Like you're my brother and my sisters in the Lord, may God bless you. You pray for me, I'll pray for you.
Well, I'm not much to talk, can I?
Go ahead, sir.
Well, we're certainly enjoying ourselves here, and like we were talking today, I believe you folk in the third time we've been here, I think, y'all have outgrown our people in the United States. And we'll have to go back there and see if we can't catch them up with you. So we sure enjoyed ourselves, and we appreciate the great presence of the Lord. And Brother Bob said, no man can do that.
Amen.
All right. The presence of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
That you feel it stimulates you. And we're grateful to the Lord for His great revelation.
Amen.
And we're under great anticipation for God to send the Holy Spirit and energize His Word and make it real.
Amen.
Our desire, that's our purpose for being here.
Yes. Amen.
Is to see Jesus Christ glorified.
Amen.
And on the earth. So you pray for us, and we'll be praying for you. And may the Lord Jesus ever keep you and bless you and smile on you. And when that great hour comes, when the fire falls, I hope it falls on you.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Nothing to do. We just ask.
Bye. thank God for what God has done for us. Amen.